Good morning, Besorot Tovot. Yesterday, the Midrasha went on a trip organized in conjunction with the Mizrahi movement. We went down south. We visited a number of places. We saw all the burnt out cars. We also saw Kfar Aza. We went into Kfar Aza or Kibbutz Nirim. We divided into two groups and we saw the devastation there. We moved on to have a look at a few places, Migunit, outside Kibbutz Re'em, where people were massacred in very, very small rooms with nowhere to go. And then we went to Nova, and at the end of the day we divided into two groups. One went to Sderot, and one went to Ofakim. It's not the first time I have been down there, but it was much more intense than the last time I was there. It was extremely moving to be with the girls at Nova. The girls sang, and many people joined in. Many people were there, and they joined in. And then, as is the way in our Jewish lives, when I departed from the girls, I made my way to a wedding. And I was at a wedding as well last night. And the same pasuk keeps coming back in my mind. Ve'ele pekudei ha-mishkan. These are the pekudei of the Mishkan. This week's parasha is talking not about what's happening in the south, but about the details of the Mishkan. And I can't get out of my mind, you know, one of the girls, it's the first time I've been to a migunit. It's the first time I have to say that I've seen a migunit, with these kind of little shelters by bus stops that are there for Toshavei Hadarom to escape to if there's a siren. And people ran into these places and were trapped there. Hamas threw in grenades, gunned them down, massacred people there, took some people from there to captivity. And it's the first time I've been there. We had a very good tour guide, and she was showing the girls a few films that were taken by either survivors or people who were killed. And apparently they've been going around since October 7th. And one of the girls was actually astonished. She said, what, you've never seen these? And I kind of said, you know, I'm living it. I don't watch films. I was concerned with the war. My children were in the army, and I wasn't looking at films. But the films brought everything back home again. And those words, Ve'ele Pekudei HaMishkan, the Mishkan, which I am obviously homiletically suggesting the Mishkan, is Am Yisrael. We're building a Mishkan, and these are the details of the Mishkan. And some of the details of the Mishkan are horrific. As we reach this climax, isn't it interesting? I don't know whether it's symbolic. It's interesting that some of the most extreme of our enemies are Muslims who are celebrating their Ramadan. And we are in Adar. And in a good world, in a real world, we should be able to celebrate our Adar. They celebrate their Ramadan, and everything will be okay. Unfortunately, very often, the way they celebrate their Ramadan isn't the way we celebrate our Adar. And therefore, extra precautions have to be taken place. But that fight against Amalek is part of Pekudei HaMishkan. It's part of the details of the Mishkan, which is Am Yisrael. And when we got home last night, you all know that I'm an incredible fan of Menachem Begin. And my wife showed me the following. In 1982, there was a young senator in America, and his name was Joe Biden. And he threatened our prime minister of the time, Menachem Begin, that he would work towards stop sending American aid to Israel. That was in 1982, over 40 years ago. Senator Joe Biden threatened Menachem Begin, Zichro Livracha, that he would stop sending aid to Israel. And this was the answer of R. Menachem Begin. Al ta'ayem aleinu, don't threaten us, ze lo ya'avod, it won't work. Ani lo yudi im birkaim ro'adot, I'm not a Jew, with trembling knees. Ani yehudi ge'eh im historia tarbutit shel 3,700 shana. I'm a proud Jew with a culture of 3,700 years old. Ish lo nechlatz le'ezratenu kashemetnu b'tei hagazim v'hatanurim. No one came to help us when we were matnu, dying in the gas chambers and the crematoria. Ish lo nechlatz le'ezrenu k'shechatanu litzoim medinatenu. No one helped us when we were trying to create a state. Shilamnu azeh, we paid for it. Nilchamnu, we have fought. Anu namod alekronotenu, we will stand for our principles. Anachnu nagen alehem, we will defend our principles. Uvemidat hatzorech, anu namut alehem, and if we need to, we will die for them. Shuv, again and again and again. Im, with or beli, or without Ezratcha, your help. That's what Menachem Begin replied. Biden za'am. Biden was very, very angry. Kashishemat mirotav hacharifot shel Begin. When he heard Begin's comments, Sa'ak v'dafak, he shouted and smashed his hand on the table, bekas, in anger. And Begin responded, Hashulchan hazeh, this table miyuad l'ktiva, is here for writing, not for fists. Im ata choshev shemechivan she'asot habrit melave lanu kesef, he reshait lechapot aleinu et ma she'aleinu la'asot. Do you think that just because America lends us money, they can coerce us into doing things? Anu asirei toda al asiyu shekibalnu. We are forever grateful of the help. Ach asur la'ayem aleinu. Please do not threaten us. Ani Yehudi ge'eh. I am a proud Jew. How I miss Menachem Begin. How I miss that kind of leadership. So we enter the parsha, Eile Pikudei HaMishkan, the book of Geula, Galut and Geula. That is a story of the Jewish people, Galut and Geula, which will end with a built Mishkan. But there are, of course, Pikudei HaMishkan. And it seemed apt to me at the beginning of Adar, which represents our eternal fight with Amalek, that we got such an incredible reminder of the challenges that we have and the sacrifices that our people make in order to build our Mishkan. Besorot Tovot.